Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the fan. It was a fun night last night for the Knicks, BT. I enjoyed watching that game. I don't know about the crazy court colors and the NBA Cup. We could get into that conversation maybe next segment or whatever as far as that goes. But to me, I was just excited about the Knicks. I don't know what your issue is with Kat. I love watching Karl Anthony Towns play.
Well, you got to give him a little more backstory than that. I texted you. Well, yeah. First we were texting about the court. You're right. Yeah. We could touch that later. And then I sent you a video of Karl Anthony Towns. Granted, it was a selective video, but it was just... hold on. I'm going to actually read what we wrote. Yeah. It was just a little too finesse for me.
Yeah, but you picked the one... You highlighted the one play where maybe he wasn't tough. He had tough buckets all last night.
That's true. No, that's why I say it's a little bit selective. Understood. Yeah. All right, let me go to Sal. All right, so this is, let's see if there's any curses.
No, I think we were clean last night.
I wrote this court's ridiculous, and then you were, okay. Then I had the video. I said, I know he's really talented, but drives like this drive me nuts. I said, play bigger, and you wrote back, come on, he's a beast, tough bucket, Towns, exclamation.
Tough bucket Towns, my new nickname for him.
That's a good one. Yeah. Better than soft Gardner.
Yeah.
So then I said, really talented, but he's got to earn my Knicks respect.
Which I respect, yes.
Yeah, because you're an old school Knicks guy. I said, I don't just hand it out. Not with this team, not when it comes to toughness. And then, well, now there is a curse because you dropped in something on Bridges about how if he's balling out, the Knicks going to do a little damage here.
Well, he started to show some signs last night as well. And if Bridges can, dude, they're going to, this is the most, and we were texting about this, so I said the same thing. This is the most loaded Knicks team that I have seen in my lifetime. They are loaded. Now, does that mean that they're going to win the championship? Who the hell knows? They're going to get some more depth. Even McBride off the bench.
McBride's
is
terrific.
A freaking stud.
I love McBride.
I could maybe do without Matt Ryan, but whatever.
Nah, Matty's going to start knocking him. Is this the sleep? So is this the sleeper that you're going to shoot on this year? Last year you slept on DiVincenzo. Yeah. Watch, Matt Ryan's going to be knocking down shots. I promise you.
Well, if he does that and they get a Chua back and Mitchell Robinson. They are, like, I remember just for years, and obviously the last two decades have been inept basketball. Forget about even good Knick basketball, but even in the good years, even with this iteration of the team, like with Randall starting things a couple years ago, with Brunson, like, there are times you're like, man, where are they getting the scoring from if not the top guys? Now, it's oozing with guys who could score the basketball. We don't even talk about Anunoby and what he could do. I mean, he was having a dunk contest, as they said last night. So Bridges, Towns, who scores down low, scores from the outside, passing, beautiful passes behind the back, the no-look stuff. Obviously, Brunson, like, they Hart, who can knock down the mid-range jumper. Obviously, we saw him hit some threes last year, also be a facilitator, a hustler. Dude, this team's got the potential to be as good a Knick team as I have ever seen. I'm 45 years of age.
I would probably agree with that because even, you know, the team when the baton was passed from Patrick to Sprewell and Houston, like the point guard spot. Yeah, I mean, we respect the Childs, but yeah.
Those guys were tough.
No doubt. I'm talking about pure talent, to your point.
Right.
Love Larry Johnson, you know, LJ, banging him threes for the corner. Love him, playing tough, but, you know, he was a little diminished physically. Camby was obviously a very good fit, although he was young.
Yeah. And so even him, he wasn't a good shooter. Like, he did what he did.
No, he wasn't.
Well,
he
right.
wasn't. But the NBA was different. Not many bigs were stretching out doing anything. Yeah. So I would, and then Patrick was obviously past his prime and, you know, getting a little heavier and obviously not quite the same player in terms of bounce. I would agree that this is definitely the most talented Knick team that I've ever seen. Now, I enjoyed last night. Anytime you smack those punks, it's fun.
How about Embiid, that whining baby? He hits a shot. He's getting getting the crowd into it.
I remember.
And Brunson pulls right past him.
I remember that. He was actually trying to implore the crowd, like, hey, get up. And then,
Loser.
You know, he stuck him on a yo-yo, put him in the dryer, in the cycle, and he just broke his ankles.
Yeah.
Now, just a little perspective, okay? It's not like they won by 20. I don't need them to win by 20, right. But I do want to prove something. Embiid's first game back. Now, I think that they're better than Philly. They were better last year. I think they'll be better this year. They win by, 11 or 12 last night?
Okay.
Embiid is incredibly rusty, incredibly out of shape, and Maxey didn't play.
Right, okay.
So let me ask you this. If Embiid is more in rhythm and Maxey plays last night, did the Knicks win by 12?
I mean, I don't know, but I think the Knicks are better. To your point, I don't know what the Sixers
are. Better with Paul George? I mean, they did not pull George last year.
I still think the Knicks are better than the Sixers.
I don't know about that.
Also,
they might be.
We can make excuses saying the Sixers are without this guy or that guy. It's still early on. The Knicks are still learning their way.
They're gelling,
and they're banged up as well.
No, they are. They definitely have some injuries. I don't think it's an excuse to say that Embiid is out of shape. We could say, how much more prime does he have? His body, he's breaking down, lower extremities. I would not want to build the franchise around Joel Embiid, but that doesn't mean when Embiid's out there and he's played 10, 12, 13 games in a row, that Embiid can't be the best player in the world for a couple of weeks. He's an MVP.
Paul George is a beast.
George is fantastic.
Yeah, so him and Embiid.
And Maxey destroyed the Knicks last year.
I get it. Well, still,
he ate him up.
Yeah, but you're not going to need as much Maxey if you have Paul George there. Dude, by the way, how do you say his name? Yabusele or whatever? They need to send him back to Europe. That dude stinks. They said he was playing in Europe for years because he was improving on his shooting.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't buy one last night. Not only that, he's getting the rebounds weren't there defensively. OG Anunoby was going right around him. The Sixers have some issues. But yeah, all right, Maxey comes back. Could they be better? Dude, they're 2-8.
Forget about the 2-8.
They might be buried.
They won't be buried because, I mean, I don't think they'll be buried because teams like the Bulls and the Nets and maybe the Hawks to a lesser extent and the Magic, who were 500. I was looking at the standings this morning. There's a lot of bad Pistons. There's bad teams. Now, they might squeeze in as the seventh seed, but if they're healthy with Embiid, with Maxey, and with George, they're going to be a handful. So don't overreact. I wouldn't even react to I wouldn't even react to the 2-8 record. React to who they are now and what they could be when they're whole. That's what I'm reacting to. Now, a lot of positives here. The Knicks won a game with Jalen Brunson not doing much. I mean, Jalen Brunson didn't score. His first bucket was a free throw. He had a donut.
But that's the beauty of
this
team.
No, I know. This is one thing that's encouraging. I'm not trying to paint the negative.
Right.
My only thing with the Knicks, will they have the same heart that they had a year ago? And I can't say yes to that. Why do you not believe? Why don't you feel me on that?
I understand what you're saying, but I think, and I was thinking this last night when we were texting, I didn't say it because I wanted to save it for the air, but even you sending me that things about that Towns and you having a tough grading mark with these Knicks, like, I get all that. I love all that. I respect it because I grew up a 90s Knicks fan as well. But your love for DiVincenzo and Hartenstein is holding you back from loving this team. I know it is.
Okay, that's an interesting point.
Because you missed those two.
It might be holding me back from fully embracing Towns. I love the Knicks. I mean, loving their upside.
I'm talking about loving this team, not the Knicks or not being a Knicks fan.
I know. I think that there's something to that. I'm going to give you that.
Embracing this new iteration of the Knicks.
I think you tapped into something real there. I will. But I also think that you really, even at his apex, I do think you undersold Hartenstein. Forget about DiVincenzo. I think you understood Hartenstein. Offensive rebounding, passing from the high post. Like, he was just tough.
Right, but BT, he was limited. Like, when you look
not
at
as
that,
limited as you think.
Offensively, he couldn't do a fraction of what Towns can
layups.
Do.
He didn't miss layups. No, he's not Towns, dude. I'm not saying he's Towns on offense.
That's the trade-off. Like, Yes, I love Hartenstein and DiVincenzo for what they did. And I wish the Knicks still were able to keep at least DiVincenzo. They couldn't keep Hartenstein. Like, that's it. But
yep,
look at what
it wasn't
they
their fault.
Look at what they replaced him with. Like, is Towns ever gonna have the intangibles that Hartenstein brought? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. All the stuff, and it just goes to show you need to see with your own eyes. All the stuff that I heard, finesse, soft, this, that. Dude, he can play down low. He can pass the ball. He's gotten tough buckets. He's gotten tough rebounds. He's been a physical player. I am in love with Karl-Anthony
Towns. Love him.
Maybe I'm jumping the gun. Now, I love Ewing, but, dude.
He's more talented than Patrick.
He's
more talented than Patrick.
It's a different world.
No question.
And I'm not trying to disparage Patrick. I know you weren't either. But
Nope.
The ease of which Karl-Anthony Towns can score the basketball with from anywhere on the floor at any point is, it's unbelievably refreshing to watch. He took Embiid to school.
But
he's been tougher now with the Knicks. They were even saying it last night, like, this is as good as Towns has looked. I didn't watch him a lot with Minnesota. I've seen enough, but not a lot. He's gotten better being a New York Knicks.
Well, he also had 43-13 that Sunday. I think it was Miami. I mean, yeah. I remember during football, he had a massive game. So he's had some really good moments, and you definitely – listen, I know Karl-Anthony Towns is good, really good. I guess my standard for Knicks bigs is a little – and it's really only Patrick. It's not just standard.
No, you love Hartenstein.
Well, I love Hartenstein too. But I fear – all right, let me tell you. He did a lot of good things. I don't think he's going to be able to handle Embiid on the perimeter. I don't. And I know that Hartenstein can move his feet. Now, the version that we saw of Embiid last night, he is rusty. He's huffing and puffing. He's sloppy. He's not really tightened up yet his body because he's a mess. He's a freak when he's right. And I hope I'm proven wrong, but I think that Embiid is going to present more problems for Towns than Towns is going to present for Embiid. Now, the way around that is the Knicks very well may have more answers than the Sixers, but I'm not even sure about that because of Maxey and George.
And the perimeter defense. See, Maxey and George need to be negated by Bridges and Anunoby.
Yeah.
See, Bridges to me is the X factor for this entire season. I think you're going to get what you're going to get from Karl-Anthony Towns. He's not going to be a great perimeter defender, but he's going to be a great offensive big and be tough. Brunson's going to do his thing. Hart is going to do his thing. Anunoby's going to do his thing. What is Bridges going to bring? You saw him last night a little bit, put the ball on the floor, attack. Like,
he did.
If you could have him knocking down the corner threes.
Which he still does, 50% on the season.
If you could have him putting the ball on the floor and back playing with his back to the rim a little bit or just pulling up mid-range jumper and playing great defense, and if they need to because Brunson can't get it going because of a bad matchup or an off night, boom, feed Bridges. Like, there are options oozing everywhere with the Knicks. I've never seen this in my life before.
Neither have I. Maybe it won't matter. I don't like the fact that Brunson is 19th in the NBA in fourth quarter scoring. Now, part of that is feeling out Karl-Anthony Towns.
Yep.
I get it. Tweaked his ankle last night. They said this on the broadcast. Like, hey, if they have a game tonight, how many guys would say, all right, we're up and I'm 0 for 5, whatever it was at that point. I'm not having a good night. I just tweaked my ankle. I'm a superstar. I'm going to rest up and I'm going to play tomorrow. He comes back. He is just an absolute dog. I love Jalen. I love him. But he doesn't quite seem,
it's okay, though.
Just hear me on this. It's too lazy for me to say he's not quite the same guy. That's not even my point. What I am noticing is that I feel like the league, and this comes when you put things on film, they react to it. I feel like the league's not biting on his up fakes and his footwork the way they did. Now, and if they figure that out just a little bit, because of his diminutive size, he's never going to jump over anybody. He is a man of pristine and precise and sublime angles and leverage and all those other things. The manipulation of spatial and spatial awareness. Like, if they figure out 10% of his up fakes, he's not quite the same guy.
Which is fine. I still believe
that. I don't know if it's fine.
I think it's fine because of the depth that they have now, where he doesn't need to score 35, 40 a night, which he had to do in the postseason a year ago. Now, even if he's a little bit less, they have answers almost everywhere else.
Knicks down a point. Let's say it's, in a month. I'm not even sure when they play the Celtics again. You know, Knicks, let's say the Knicks win 8 of 9. Knicks are humming, right? All right, here we go. Big Shaq and the crew. And Tuesday, Thursday, Knicks are back on. Playing a good team, right? And Knicks are down by a point, and there's 9 seconds left. Who do you want shooting the ball? Mm. I feel like Karl-Anthony Towns, and maybe I shouldn't even say this because I've got to give him the runway to prove me right or wrong.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he's drilling that shot like a killer.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But
he didn't do it with the T-Wolves.
Right, but think about the options that you have. Like, there's legitimate, if you...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I asked this question a year ago.
It's Brunson.
Or 2 years ago. Yeah, okay, so now I could say still Brunson or Ananobi. Whoever's got the... Here's the answer. Whoever's got the best look! They're all capable of knocking it down.
That's not the answer I like. You know why?
Bridges,
you know why I don't like that answer? Because NBA teams always have a guy that's going to get the mail. Like the superstar teams always, when it's bucket time, it's not like, and I'm not saying that you don't defer if guys wide open. I'm not saying that. But generally, the best teams in the history of basketball have an assassin with 8 seconds
to
go.
Yeah, okay. Jordan passed to Paxson to win a championship.
I remember that. I get it.
Who was it? Bill Weddington?
Yeah, I was at that game. That was the double nickel game.
Yeah, when he came back.
That was the double nickel.
Yeah,
I was there.
I mean, so?
Bill Weddington, St. John's.
Did he?
Oh, come on.
Chris is in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, he was a little bit too young for that. That's true.
What's up, Chris?
He's at the factory.
Hey, I'm in the factory. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to make it quick, like always.
Well, good.
All right. So I think last night was definitely the best game wire-to-wire that they've played, except for that Pistons game, which I ended up going to.
Okay.
Carl Anthony Towns, I think, BT, you're kind of underselling him a little bit because there was a play that reminded me exactly of Iheart from last year. It was when he was under the hoop, and Embiid's trying to get the ball from him. Oubre comes out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. They call a foul on Cat. Cat sits there and he's like, what are you talking about? You know, he's showing his fire, his energy.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was a bad call.
And that was a huge play. Yeah, and that was a huge play because I'm telling you, Cat has proven me wrong too, Sal. He's playing tough.
Yeah.
He's rushing over there throwing his body around. I didn't even know he had a body. I love watching him play. I'm excited, BT. And Sal, real quick before you guys cut me off. I got to ask you a question.
Yes.
I saw you on SNY.
Yeah.
Oh, Sal.
What was going on with that trade about Garrett Crochet? Can you touch on that, please? That was insane, all those prospects that guy wanted to give up for him.
Yeah, I'll address that real quick. And thank you for the call, Chris. Yesterday we did a segment. I actually forget what the segment was, but we had Zach Scott, former GM of the Mets, who's a very good guy and very good at what he does. As far as being a GM.
Zach Scott was there? Didn't he get a raw deal? Zach Scott?
Yeah, he got a raw deal, dude.
What?
That whole thing was...
All right,
it wasn't right, but that's a story for a different day.
Anyway, second chances. Let's go.
We were talking about prospects, and Zach had a proposed trade that had Mauricio, Beatty, Jet Williams, and maybe some Baez, who I'm not familiar with. Like four guys, three of those definitely. Those four names for Crochet from the White Sox.
Not enough.
Yeah, well, that's what he said.
Not enough.
He said he was just making it for, like, the talk of conversation.
Sure.
But after the fact, he was saying, look, if I'm either team, I'm not doing this. And I also don't think the White Sox would take this. The White Sox are going to need more for him. And I was saying, from the Mets' perspective, I'm not giving up Jet Williams and Mauricio. Like, maybe one or the other. I'm not hung up on pitching that much right now. Like, I'm not saying Crochet is not appealing, but
yeah.
I'm not doing it. Jet Williams, the top prospect in the Mets system. Like, that's the move for Crochet.
Well,
anyway, that was the talk.
Oh, no, interesting. Crochet is a huge name.
Yeah.
Listen, I haven't really seen Jet Williams play much. He didn't have a really good year. He hit .215.
Yeah.
I mean, so we could talk.
He was banged up, though.
I know. So in limited time, for sure. Now
you give him and Mauricio up if you're the Mets?
I would like to hold on to Mauricio. Well, I mean, that's a guy that I'm very interested in. Brett Beatty's insignificant to the conversation
correct.
At this point. You got to move him on.
The other guy, whatever.
The other guy, who knows.
Now, just to give you an idea of their rank, Joe DiMeo for SNY ranks the top 30 prospects. Jet Williams, number one. Mauricio, number six right now.
Number six?
Yeah.
Where's Acuna? Is still counted as a prospect or because
he
came up?
I think he's off the list.
Okay. I mean, listen, I would like to see him. Now, again, I don't make too much out of this, but Jet Williams was definitely banged up this year. A little AAA, a little AA Binghamton, some action everywhere. But he's playing in Scottsdale right now. He's playing in the Fall League. And, all right, it's only 21 games. He's hitting .225, two home runs. Like, hey, everybody tells me how great this kid is. I'm not saying any. I know he's young. He's only 20. But he's small, so power's not going to be a thing.
Right.
Like, what's he best at?
Oh, he's a good baseball player.
And but actually, he doesn't hit for average.
Yeah, no, he's just a good ball player.
Like, says who?
I forget if the comp was Pedroia. I mean, he's the number one prospect in the system for a reason. I can't go based off of the numbers. We did this last year. You gave me the numbers of Spencer Jones.
I just look at numbers as
a
guide.
Well, here's the thing. Would you give up your number one ranked prospect in your system for Crochet? If you would,
it depends on the team. Do the Mets get Soto?
Let's say they do.
Yes.
Okay, well,
because the Mets are ready to win.
I'm willing to have that conversation. Now, I don't know.
Crochet's tremendous.
I don't know if I'd be willing to give up. Well, what are his numbers from this year?
He struck out 250 guys.
I don't know if I'm willing to give up Williams and by the way, I am like, you know this. I'm the opposite of a
prospects have they do nothing for
me. I am not a prospect hoarder at all, but I understand the importance of it. And if you're gonna make that trade, it better be the right one.
Uh-huh.
If you tell me they signed Soto, and by the way, the Mets do have a gluttony of like infielders with third base, second base. All right, so let's say hypothetically they bring in Soto, bring back Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't want McNeil here, but you have Acuna
at second.
Yeah, like you have Acuna, McNeil, Vientos.
Vientos at third.
Three guys for two positions.
Yeah.
So where is Jet Williams and Mauricio playing anyway?
You
know what I'm saying? Like,
you're not going to put Nimmo back in center. He's just not a good enough center fielder.
So I want a center fielder.
That's interesting.
I want them to get a center fielder more so than I do pitching. I feel like Stearns will figure the pitching out. Now, if he thought
Crochet, look at his numbers.
What are the Yanks going to have to get to get him?
I was watching something. I think you were watching it during the break
Hawk
as well.
Yanks,
they did a really good job. They actually like presented their line. Now, it was based under the assumption that they retained Soto. If they don't keep Soto, they'll do it again, I would imagine. But it came up about Crochet. I don't know if it was John Boy or the other guy. They're good. I like them.
The other guy.
I forget
Jake,
his name. I'm not trying to beat it. Jake. Yeah, I knew it. Yeah. Jake. Jake is good, too. One of them presented their offseason wish list, and they constructed a lineup, and it came to Crochet, and I guess one of whomever it was reached out to some scouts and some GMs, some contacts, and they're like, all right, Dominguez and Spencer Jones was not thought to be enough.
Holy crap.
Well, now, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, then the Mets will have it. Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. I'm not giving up Dominguez.
You could take Spencer Jones, or you could take maybe another on the back end of the top 10. You can't have Dominguez and Spencer Jones.
So here's my issue with Crochet, okay? And I know the pitchers
he did it 1 year.
Correct. He did it 1 year. And by the way, he did it with a 3.58 ERA. Only pitched 146 innings.
How many strikeouts?
Yeah, okay, so we're going to
have
209 strikeouts. 209
in 146 innings.
I get it.
And he's cheap.
I get it. What's his whip here?
Whip
just over one.
That's tremendous. And he played on the worst team in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
I know they couldn't hit, but did you think they were really buttoned up on defense? No.
No, they stink. Which
they
I'm
stink.
Not going to give you the 6-12 win loss.
No, I'm not talking about the loss, but I'm talking about like ERA and whip is a little bit impacted by runs saved and runs not saved.
I think people are getting caught up in, he gave up 18 homers. I think people are getting caught up in the strikeout numbers with him. I look, me first, ERA. Like in your idea, the defense behind him, whatever. 146 innings.
And how many hits in 100? What was his batting average again? What was his bat if it was like 205?
I don't even know where that is.
But to me, that's my favorite pitching stat.
I like whip and ERA. Where do you see the batting average?
Generally again? Further to, you know, baseball reference. Go further to the right. It might even be a lower, like down lower when you get to some.
Whip. It's got to be probably expanded pitching.
Well, it probably is, I'm looking forward to it. I guarantee it's
222.
Like. 222. That's all right, 222. So,
would you do that trade off for the Mets?
No.
You wouldn't?
I'm on your side. I think Crochet's done it for a year. I mean, who knows how. There's a reason why he's only played 146 innings this year, and before that, a combined 50 in three other seasons.
So what? You're going to give up the farm for him? Well, you said it yourself, BT. You're not giving up Dominguez for him.
Well, first of all, he missed the entire 2022 season because of injury.
Right.
And then 2023 was impacted a big time. He barely pitched. And then they unleashed him in 2024, and he was dominant on the worst team in the history of baseball. I think he's sick, dude. Yeah.
He smells like Carlos Rodon.
No.
Get out of here with that. Although, the strikeout numbers, I'm not doing it. I've taken my line in the sand.
That's it?
I'm not opposed to trading for him in general. I'm not giving up the farm for a pitcher who's had one good year and just a high strikeout guy. I don't care about the strikeouts. I want a pitcher, especially if you have a team that plays defense behind it. To me, those are the things I'd be looking for.
They're going to be knocking down their door. Yep. So, like, you know.
Right, so it's going to take a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, hey, listen, maybe Beatty figures things out and he becomes a hitter somewhere else without a position, but it's not going to work here. So, yeah, of course the Mets would give up Beatty. Of course, if the Yankees retain Soto, because then obviously Soto and Judge are playing the outfield, then you can move on from Spencer Jones. Yeah, you give up. But these teams are going to be, like, you got to be realistic. This, whether or not we think, whatever he actually is, it might not be completely consistent, though I like him more than Sal does, obviously. Like right now, it's going to take maybe five top 10 prospects to get him.
The other part of it, and this is just philosophy here in today's day and age, would you rather give up a lot of prospects to get a young, controllable pitcher or pay a pitcher in free agency? Like
it depends where I am as a team.
Yeah.
Because I like to know exactly what I'm paying for.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather invest in the younger arm and trade for him as opposed to, say, Corbin Burns. Like, I'd rather give up the
prospect. Yeah, for sure. I would probably agree, even with Rodon. I mean, Yankees paid a lot of money because he had two good years. Blake Snell, Blake Snell is better than Rodon, but, it's not that dissimilar. Dude, he's making $2 million next year.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's probably going to matter more to the Yankees than to the Mets, but Garrett Crochet is he is target number one for a lot of teams.
BT and Sal back on the fan. A couple of things here, BT. Number one, I guess my mother heard us talking about the fish, and she listens all the time. She's a big fan. Yes. She goes, I foot the bill for the shrimp. We'll be attending November 22nd, Boomer and Gio in Huntington. My guy, OMG, Jose Iglesias, will be there. I told you about this weeks ago when we were talking about it, whenever. She's going to want to go. Now I feel guilty. I'm going to have to take my mom Boomer and Gio. I got to go to Long Island.
Oh, that's right. You're not there anymore. I forgot.
Maybe you should show up, too.
No, I love those guys. But there's just, I think I have a basketball game that night. What night is it?
November 23rd. 22nd. November 22nd, Friday. Friday night at the Paramount.
I have a baseball awards dinner for the team that I coach. Swear to God. Getting rings. Swear to God.
Well, now I feel.
I'll actually show you. Swear to God.
You know, I went to the last one they did at the Paramount. Was it last year? It might have been actually last year around Christmas time. It was a blast.
No, I know those guys have an awesome time. Set up really well.
Great time with them. So anyway, check it out. Boomer and Gio live. November 22nd at the Paramount. Jose Iglesias will be there, and probably me and my mother will be there as well. The other thing is from last night with the Knicks, Jericho Sims, who we ripped on going into last night, gave some good minutes.
Yeah.
He gave some good minutes.
I know.
Whatever.
I don't think he's got much skill. He's 7 feet. That's a skill.
He doesn't, but he was at least being a rim protector and rebounding a little bit. You know what jumped out to me, though, that I noticed last night?
Let me see. About him or something else?
No, about him.
I mean, he is strong. He's a physically strong dude.
Not that.
His hair? Something with his hair? Different
not
style?
That, but you're getting closer.
Tell me.
He wears number 20. How could they give Allen Houston's number?
Oh, don't make me start ripping Houston. There's no way Allen Houston's number should be retired. Stop.
I'm not saying
please.
Retired, but Jericho Sims?
Well, somebody's got to wear it. What's the difference?
A big who can't move offensively? Like, it just feels... And I'm not a Houston fan because he replaced my guy Starks. I like Houston, and I respect him, but he was never one of my favorites.
One of my favorites. I liked that
interesting.
One.
Interesting. Okay.
I liked him.
He won one of the greatest shots in the Knicks history.
Off the front, right there.
Yeah, right. So I get it, but I'm not a huge fan of his, but the number 20, should not be on Jericho Sims. It just doesn't look right.
You know what's crazy? I didn't even make that connection. There was a point where I knew every single player's number.
I know. Me too.
Now I don't. I just don't care. I watch the games, but the numbers resonate much less than they ever did. It's crazy.
Me too. But I noticed it for some reason last night. It bothered me. I don't
know
why.
You're doing our boy Houston wrong.
I mean, Jericho. Now, I'm sure Houston maybe gave him the,
I don't even think they asked him. Within the organization. To me, if you're not retired, then you've got you have no ownership of the number.
Does anybody wear 7?
Didn't Othello Harrington wear number 7 at one point?
No, after Melo.
I'm going through the lineage here.
Why can't Sims wear that number?
I think a single digit on a big looks weird.
I think it looks better.
No.
If it's a double digit, it can't be an even, 20.
Oh, God.
It can't be like a tie.
Dude, if he could actually hit a shot, what if you wear 000? It doesn't matter. No matter what number he wears, he's just not bringing much to the table.
Jimmy, is it Rockford?
I had high hopes for him at one point.
Yeah, me too.
I thought he had a chance to be, he's defensively limited.
He'll replace Mitch in a couple years. All right, Jimmy, what's on your mind? Jimmy.
Hello?
Yes, Jimmy.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, guys. Hey, BT and Sal, thanks for the time. Hey, you know, Sal, earlier you had said something about how it was holding you back from fully embracing this team, you know, them letting Dante go like that. And I think that's kind of where I'm at, because last year it was just such an exciting season. And, you know, I just hope that they didn't go and mess up this chemistry and try and fix something that wasn't broke.
Well, they definitely messed up the chemistry, but that doesn't mean the end product can't be better. They can maybe get to a deeper and different destination differently. And, you know, you did tap into something, Sal. So not only were the Knicks as viable as they've been in decades, but they were such an easy team to love because of the way they were connected. And that changed.
Right, but what's not to love about this team? They got talent.
Well, first of all, they're 5-5. I mean, give me something to love. I'm not going to blindly love you.
It's 10 games.
Got to earn it.
Your love for Hartenstein and DiVincenzo and last year's team is preventing you from loving again. I love last year's team.
For now.
Well, for now. You'll get there eventually.
I'll be ready to jump back in bed soon.
I know you're not there yet, but it's... Yeah, exactly. Come on, dude. You got to get off back on the horse.
I will. Don't worry.
I'm loving you even harder this year. Like, last year was great.
I miss those guys.
I know. I could sense, though, in our texting last night, you're not there yet, but you're getting there.
I believe, though. Hold on. I'm going to get there more than I am now.
Right.
But if Karl Anthony Towns in game 6 in a closeout game against the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals or semis, whatever, if he pulls what he pulled last year with the Timberwolves, then he's going to really feel the wrath.
All right, but wait till that to happen before you start worrying about that stuff.
I mean,
he's been a beast here.
Everybody accuses me of going too fast, too early. Yeah. Like, the Jets are good. Now I'm taking the prudent approach, and it's not good enough.
No, I respect it. I respect it. I think you are being prudent. And you said this before the year.
I did.
You said this in season so far. I'm not saying that. Like, I think your legitimate concerns about how good this team can be, those are your legit concerns about
it. No question.
And there's reason for that. I choose to look other ways because I'm just getting caught up in the talent. Doesn't mean that the talent is going to win out. Many times it hasn't happened, but I'm in love with the talent. My issue is not that with you.
No,
my issue is that you love Hartenstein and Deep. I don't think you're alone.
Love them.
You love them so much it's preventing you from opening up and loving Cat and Bridges specifically.
I miss them.
I know. They'd be nice with you. Dude, Bridges.
Dante's not even played. Played like 18 minutes last night. I check the box scores every day. Randall had a rough night. They were getting on him. He had a clunker. Yeah.
Maybe the T-Wolves realized what I was saying about Diva. He's all right.
No.
He probably loses a little bit, too. The letdown from playing in New York to going to Minnesota.
Didn't have any chemistry with Randall because he really never played with Randall because Randall was hurt, you know, for the most part. They had how many games with him? Not many. You know, and... You know, I do think, I can't prove this, I know that he likes Bridges, but just because they went to Nova, like, Jalen Brunson's best friend in the world is Dante DiVincenzo. He played basketball with Bridges at Villanova. There's a difference. So we talk about, you know, how I'm impacted by their absence, whatever, but Jalen Brunson's not quite playing the same either. He misses Dante DiVincenzo.
This is a total hypothetical, but if you could trade Hartenstein and Devo for Towns and Bridges, would you do it?
No, because I am curious to see the ceiling with Towns.
Okay.
I just got to get there. But no, I'm going to be fair. I'm excited about the future. but I'm probably going to grade on a harsher curve than I ordinarily would.
I respect that. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish up with your calls, whether it's the Knicks or you want to talk about the Mets trade that we brought up before. Of course, the Giants, which we've been talking about throughout the course of the day. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers.
Score!
The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day is brought to you by Edison. Well, Hoff, do you have the read here? Edison HVAC Heating. There you go, Hoff.
Volvo Cars Ramsey. Yes. Find the Volvo you want as easy as Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, the New Jersey's heating expert.
And let me just say, Mike from Edison Heating and Cooling, who I've become friendly with, is a big Nets fan. I texted him the other night when the Nets looked like they were going to beat the Cavs. And I'm like, hey, man, your Nets are looking pretty good. Yeah. Maybe we'll get to a game. They ended up blowing the game, but I still want to go. Anyway, call of the day. Matt is calling from Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
Maddie.
Hey, boys. Love you guys. Look what the Jets and Giants have created. We can't discuss any meaningful football, so we're discussing the hotness of Elaine Bettis from Seinfeld. And hey. Then what about women on Seinfeld? Look at all of Jerry's girlfriends.
That's
that was,
true.
You know, cameoed through.
Yeah, the cameos were. He was pretty good with the cameos.
That's
I'll
an
give
excellent
that. That
point.
Is true.
If you wanted some of that, you got that in Seinfeld every step of the way.
Not as good as Dylan McKay's list. But anyway, it's almost comparable to Jeter's list. Now, keep it moving, Maddie.
I like the brunettes myself. But anyway, go ahead, man.
And by the way, the next time the Jets win a game, we'll be discussing the Yankees and Mets playoff possibilities in September.
Yeah. God. Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be, it's more about.
Did you find that funny?
And thanks for the call, Matt. It's more.
Unfortunately, yes.
It's
you guys. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I mean, these teams suck. We gotta entertain ourselves here.
Oh, I get it. Right, it's more about Juan Soto and the sweepstakes and Pete Alonso and what the Mets and Yanks are gonna do,
and Jenny Garth and Elaine.
Yeah, at this point. Well, I mean, it's something you said
good.
About that.
She still looks very
Jenny
good.
Garth.
Yes,
I have not looked at her in a long time.
Does she play football?
Why are you asking that?
I mean, maybe that'd be a good combo.
Oh, maybe she.
He's such a weirdo, man. You really are.
Let's take a break. Yeah, and then we got to listen to Hoff tell us about comedy. Thanks again to Volvo Cars Ramsey. Find the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by our friends at Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts and Net fans. There you go. Yeah, Hoff, I mean, come on. We can't rely on him for
Hoff's
the one
Hoff. There's only one Hoff.
I was just reading again.
Thank God.
Sports Illustrated, my buddy Jimmy Trina did an article on McMonagle getting the call from Seinfeld, so it was pretty good. So I was reading some of those quotes right there from Seinfeld. That's a great thing, man. Seinfeld was in the fan.
Get off Seinfeld's jock already. Jeez, we know you like him.
I wish he called me. I'm jealous of C-Mac. I said that before.
Get off C-Mac's jock.
Yeah, I know. Well, Tony's calling from Deer Park. What's up, Tony?
What's up, guys? BT, like you, I'm having trouble grasping this Knicks team. I love them, don't get me wrong, but I'm checking Minnesota's box scores. I'm doing the same thing. You guys, Sal, I need you to convince me that 6 draft picks we gave up for Bridges is worth it, because I don't see it yet, and I don't know if I'm going to see it.
It's going to get there. You're seeing glimpses of it. You saw last night, if you watched closely, Bridges is going to be a stud and the difference maker for this team. He's got a good offensive game. Now, defensively, they better get it together as a team, but he could also defend the wing. The perimeter defense that this team should have with him and Ananobi should be great. You'll get the, forget the picks, the 5 picks. Who cares?
Let's go. I mean, it's early. I'm not panicking yet, but 6 picks, man.
Yeah, well, don't worry about the picks.
Yeah, forget about it. And I think he said 6. I'm pretty sure it was 5.
Whatever,
I mean,
yeah.
No, you said 5 as well. I think he said 6. I think that you were right. I think it was 5. The difference with somebody like Bridges, when you give up that amount of picks, the expectation is you're getting a superstar back. He's not. Now, that doesn't mean that he won't eventually grow into the ideal fit for this team. But it's going to take time, because he went from shooting whenever he wants, you know, to his prior stop, to working within the framework of the offense, and too often kind of standing in the corner, relegated to, you know, those threes for the corner, which he's still hitting at a very high rate, which is 50%. I wasn't really worried about his jump shot. That was a big story coming into the year. Remember that? That was broken.
Yes,
I was making these adjustments. He's fine. He had a nice pull-up or two last night. I don't know if there's an... Are there enough balls to go around to make that trade, to justify the trade?
Well,
I don't know.
What happens if there's a drop-off in Brunson's performance or an injury? Like, that's where their depth now is so good as far as the scoring. I mean, you're not that you want that to happen.
Yeah.
And assuming everybody's healthy, there's one ball. So they got to figure it out. That's on Tibbs. That's on those guys to figure out what they're going to do with certain possessions. If he's Towns getting double teamed, kick it out to an open Bridges or Ananobi or swinging around Brunson, whatever it may be. But they have options where I feel comfortable now with pretty much anyone on the floor of their starting five, and you throw in Deuce there as well.
Yep.
When they shoot the basketball, I feel good about it.
I do too, for the most part. All right, so let's do this in order of priority, meaning you want this person the most. So, Knicks down a point, game-winning shot. Whatever, who's taking the first shot? Brunson, right? For you. Jalen?
Cat's getting there.
Already?
I know. He's getting there.
Jeez.
He's getting there.
I mean, how quickly you forgot about how great Brunson was last year.
I understand. No, I'd probably go JB.
Probably go Brunson. Jeez, what a concession. All right, Brunson begrudgingly won. Cat,
100%,
two.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get a catcher. Maybe that's my gift for you this Christmas.
Dude.
Maybe that's the move for you.
I love that.
You love
that.
This guy. I like him too, but I don't love him yet.
I never thought I would love him this much. Because I don't, the soft stuff, the finesse stuff, that's not our thing.
No, I don't think that he's soft. I think he's a little finesse,
but
not soft. I definitely don't think he's soft.
He's definitely finesse, but with an element of toughness.
Agreed. Which should be... even more highlighted once Mitchell Robinson comes back, and then he can go to his more natural four, provided Mitchell Robinson ever gets back and doesn't get hurt again. All right, so Brunson one, Cat two. Who do you want third taking that shot?
Probably OG.
Yeah, I would agree. Fourth.
I mean, we need to see more of Bridges.
I think McBride over anybody else.
He's got stones.
He's really good.
Yeah. Now, he's not going to be on the floor in a key spot.
Why not? He was on the floor key moments last year.
Yeah, but...
probably not going to go two guards with Brunson often.
I mean, you're going to take Hart off the floor and go McBride?
I think it's going to be matchups. Whatever. I don't want to bore everybody.
Put it this way.
It's going to be more matchups.
I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad if he took that shot.
McBride's an assassin.
Bulls tonight at home.
Yeah, I mean...
All right, what do you think?
What's the spread? Knicks by 8.5? I don't have it in front, but I'm just curious.
When? I don't have it.
They better win.
Okay.
I'll pop it up for you. They better be at least 8.5-point favorites.
Nets Friday at home.
When?
Nets Sunday at home.
When?
Washington Monday at home.
You should win all these games.
Yeah, BT, the Knicks are back.
All right, let me see.
The push for 60 began last night.
I hope you're 60? They're not winning 60 games this year, dude. I just don't think they're going to win 60.
55?
Yeah, maybe. NBA. All right, so the Knicks are 8. I was close. -8. Yeah, I mean, mop the floor with Chicago.
They were 3.5-point favorites last night. I almost bet it. I almost did a two-team parlay. My heart. See, this is why I'm glad I didn't do it. Knicks Rangers. I almost did. Rangers got beat by Winnipeg last night.
Oh, the Jets are cool.
Yeah,
the Jets are like 14-15-1. There you go.
Start. EJ is calling from East Meadow. What's up, EJ?
Hey, real quick, I know we're up against it. I wanted to say, I wanted to ask you. Number one, Tom Thibodeau's teams definitely get off to a little bit of a slow start. And I think the reason why these guys are falling apart in the fourth quarter, they're tired because we have no bench and he's playing them so many minutes.
They've been playing 6 minutes six guys a night outside of last night for the most part. And as for some of it's out of necessity, some of it's out of being a little stubborn. And I set this out, I'm okay as they gain chemistry, because the way you gain chemistry, and there's definitely chemistry to be gained with an integral new part like Karl Anthony Towns, with his usage rate, he's got to play with these guys. The more they play, the better. But at least, grind out wins. You're going to be having these guys play 39, 40 minutes a night and check every box score, that's pretty much what they're doing, then, don't go into last night, 4-5. Come into last night, 7-2.
Understood.
That's my only gripe. Yeah,
they probably will. 9-5 all of a sudden if they get these next four games. Campaign played a little bit last night.
I like him too.
He's tough.
Yeah, he is.
So at least getting him back healthy off the bench, that helps a little bit.
Kolek didn't hit the floor. Yeah, I didn't see Tyler Kolek at all.
No, he did not. Hopefully they get Achiuwa back soon.
Yeah.
That'll add some bench minutes.
That'll help them because he's a gritty, loose change, picks, rebounds.
Maybe if your guy Matt Ryan will knock down a shot.
Matty Ryan. Fall in love with these shooters, right?
I know. All right, BT, that does it for us.
Yeah.
Be back again tomorrow. Fun show as
awesome
always.
Show.
Be back again tomorrow. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff as well. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
Are there enough balls to go around?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.